you'll see a big difference.
Carrie Wicker walks into one of her sixth grade language arts classes at Riverview Middle School. Her students are reading The Watsons Go to Birmingham, and she has a fun exercise planned.
These are all accurate, right? This is all in the book. This is 1963. These were the hits.
This class is noticeably still as the music plays. They simply write down answers. But at the end of class, one student exclaims,
"We should leave this on when the girls come in."
The girls. That's right. The first class Wicker teaches is made up of all male students. After that, a group of all females. And the classroom atmosphere feels a little different, a bit busier, with more chatter, even when Wicker does the same exercise. Administrators implemented single-sex classes at Riverview about 8 years ago when they noticed a significant gap between boys' and girls' language arts test scores. It's the only subject boys and girls take separately. Science, math, social studies, everything else is co-ed. And the strategy has paid off. Everyone's scores have improved, and the gender gap is shrinking on the school's state standardized tests.
It's what we do at Riverview. It's no big deal. It's what's best for us and for our data and for our kids.
According to the National Association for Single-Sex Public Education, more than 200 public schools across the country offer single-sex classrooms. Indiana even has a couple of schools that are specifically all boys or all girls. But the American Civil Liberties Union recently came out against single-sex schooling in parts of Florida, and Indiana is one of 15 states the ACLU has sought documentation from related to implementation of single-sex programs in the state. Some people speculate boys and girls' brains are hardwired differently, but
there's really no good evidence that boys and girls' brains work differently, learn differently, think differently, see differently.
That's Lise Elliott, an associate professor of neuroscience at the Chicago Medical School for Rosalind Franklin University. She says scientific research has proven some group-level differences between the sexes. For example, girls tend to develop quicker verbally, and boys typically outperform girls in terms of spatial skills. But Dr. Elliott says these differences are very small statistically, not substantial enough to warrant separate lessons.
Most data shows that the more boys and girls have an opportunity to interact and have the same opportunities in general, the more similar they end up.
Some opponents liken single-sex classrooms to the separate but equal classrooms of the 1960s, which the U.S. Supreme Court eliminated 60 years ago this month.
We pretty much abhor racial segregation in schools, but nobody seems to appreciate that gender works in much the same way. Basic social psychology tells us that segregation promotes stereotyping and sexism, and so it does not seem like the way forward in today's society.
But the teachers at Riverview say they are moving forward and looking out for the best interests of their students. Carrie Wicker is able to gear her curriculum to the sexes in order to make their reading, writing, and grammar skills stronger.
The boys read I Survived a Shark Attack, and the girls read I Survived the Titanic. You know, you just try to find things where you can find a common connection so that the grade level as a whole feels some continuity, but at the same time you fill a niche that's more interesting for that group of kids.
For the students, being separated doesn't seem like all that big of a deal. In fact, they see the program as having some real social benefits.
The girls just work really well with each other, and we have a lot of stuff in common more than we do with the boys. It's more relatable.
You can talk more in common. Like, I wouldn't talk to her about video games.
Emily Doss and Wilson Wicker have each seen their English test scores improve since last year. Both agree that language arts is different than what they're used to, but both say it's their favorite class. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Rachel Morello.